This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government to build 120 intensive care units and isolation wards having 1,000 beds to fight against possible risk of coronavirus. Main opposition party Nepali Congress commits to support government's plan and programs to fight coronavirus. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Rekhraj Bhatta wants to deploy Nepal Police and Nepal Army to ease the supply of gas and petroleum products. And Europe expands lockdown to battle coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal has expressed its commitment of extending all necessary supports to the diplomatic community and their family members living in Nepal. The government said the staff of UN agencies, development partners and other foreign entities working in Nepal and their family members would be provided with all kinds of help and assistance. Briefing to the diplomatic community and development partners in Kathmandu about the preparedness against coronavirus and its possible socio-economic impacts in Nepal yesterday, Foreign Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi said there was no problem in health security for the international community. On the occasion, Foreign Secretary Bairagi said diplomats' safety and security was the country's utmost priority. The government said it would like to assure all that the life, property and dignity of the diplomatic community would be assured. Similarly, the high-level officials of the Health and Population Ministry, Finance Ministry, Home Ministry and Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation informed the diplomatic community and development partners about various issues including hospitals, emergency services, awareness, hygiene, health workers and training, equipments, impacts made by coronavirus on economy, visa, travel, permissions and health tests in all border points including Trivan International Airport. Ambassadors of Australia, France, Germany, Egypt, North Korea and representatives from European Union, Secretary General of SAARC, Country Director of the World Bank and representatives of other diplomatic missions were present in the meeting. Similarly, the government has announced it will immediately construct 120 intensive care units and isolation wards having 1,000 beds in the capital Kathmandu as a measure to prevent and control the possible outbreak of coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Lekhraj Bhatta, said if the traders and dealers did not make the supplies of daily essentials regular, the government would have to use Nepal Police and Nepal Army. During a meeting with Nepal Oil Corporation officials and LPG dealers, Minister Bhatta said creating hassles to consumers by indulging in black marketing and artificial shortages in the pretext of coronavirus outbreak would not be acceptable to the government. Nepali Congress has said it is fully committed to help the government to fight against the possible coronavirus outbreak. Issuing a statement yesterday, Nepali Congress President Shiobhadra Dewa appealed to the government to lead the preventive programs against coronavirus in war footing, saying the government's steps had not been effective. Pointing to the possibility of virus outbreak in the country due to lack of effective monitoring at the border points, Nepali Congress President Dewa urged the government to concentrate its attention to prevent the virus outbreak. Likewise, the statement has stressed on the need of preparing needed human resources, procurement of necessary equipment, managing quarantine and isolation wards and setting up necessary intensive care units. He also asked the government to announce relief packages to the working class and the people under the poverty line. Results of all the individuals who had been tested for coronavirus have come out negative. Chief Consultant at the Ministry, Dipendra Raman Singh, said the test of all 467 individuals was negative in Nepal till Sunday at a program organized by Nepal Academy of Science and Technology yesterday. Chief Raman said provision of intensive care treatment was managed in 3 hospitals in the country, adding that experts had been deployed for the treatment. Similarly, Director of Sukhraj Tropical Hospital, Dr. Basudev Pandey, said the proper attention of personal hygiene and community health could help prevent the infection of coronavirus pneumonia. Dr. Pandey suggested the general public for the use of face masks, sanitizer and intake of healthy food. Similarly, Similarly, chief scientist of NAST, Kanti Srestha, urged the public for the consumption of foods that are rich in vitamin C, D and E, saying that they would help individuals prevent the infections from different disease. The special court has sent the then section officer of Delhi Bazaar Land Revenue Office, Krishna Prasad Paudel, to the custody in connection to the Lalita Niwas land scam. A division bench of Sivaraj Adhikari and Chandra Bahadur Saru issued the order. According to special court deputy record keeper Indra Kumar Kharga, Paudel was sent to the custody for further investigations. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority said individual had booked individuals for their involvement in the Lalita Niwas land scam. The Kathmandu police has arrested five individuals along with over 1 million face masks as they were dealing to sell it on the black market. Police have intensified search against the black marketing of daily essentials and emergency goods, including face masks and sanitizers. Melamchi Drinking Water Project has said the main structure of the tunnel to supply drinking water to Kathmandu has been completed. The project said if the work continued with the same pace, the water from Melamchi would be tunneled to Sundarijal after coming monsoon. The project director, Thiresh Khatri, informed that 40% of task of headwork, 75% of tunnel and 75% of supply work had been completed so far. During an on-site inspection of the tunnel of the project, Drinking Water Minister Bina Magar said the project was on the final phase of completion after long delay, confusion and hard work. Sino Hydro is also undertaking the minor task of gate construction, ventilation shaft, a pipe fitting, Skoda technology and the fitting work. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Germany and France have imposed stringent new measures to limit social contact as countries across Europe try to stem the spread of the coronavirus. French President Emmanuel Macron announced an enforced lockdown, a step similar to curbs imposed by Italy and Spain. Macron said the European Union's external borders would be closed to travellers from Tuesday. In Germany, most non-grocery shops and venues have been ordered to shut. German Chancellor Angela Merkel also banned religious services and told people to cancel any domestic or foreign holiday travel. Schools across the country, Britain have already been shut. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson did not announce compulsory restrictions but urged people to avoid pubs and clubs and refrain from non-essential travel or having contact with others. Earlier, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, said governments were not doing enough to combat the pandemic and urged them to step up their testing programs. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the nationwide coronavirus emergency could last until the end of the summer or even longer. He said Americans over the next 15 days should not gather in groups of more than 10 and avoid bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms and crowds. At the White House, Trump said the country was facing an invisible enemy that was very contagious. The U.S. has so far more than 4,600 cases of the virus and 85 deaths. There have been more than 1,800,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 globally and over 7,000 deaths, according to a tally from John Hopkins University. At least 40 U.S. states have declared an emergency over the virus and 29 states are shutting schools. Millions of Americans are already working from home and city centers around the country, including Times Square in New York, are drastically less crowded. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 6.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Government to build 120 intensive care units and isolation wards having 1,000 beds to fight against possible risk posed by coronavirus. Main opposition party Nepali Congress commits to support government's plan and programs to fight coronavirus. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Lekhraj Bhatta wants to deploy Nepal police and Nepal army to ease the supply of gas and petroleum products, and Europe expands lockdown to battle coronavirus. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.